Scott Billick, NHL.com. Start with Adam, I guess. Does winning tomorrow's game start with the belief that you guys can, being down 3-1 at this point?
Well, we have the belief, you know, the fourth game is the hardest one to win. I think we feel like we've been right there in this whole series, and I think for the most part we really liked our game last night. So we've been a great team at home all year, and we know if we get out to a good start, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a good position to win that game, and then, you know, try and force the pressure back on Vegas.
Maybe for Andrew, obviously the first goal has been paramount in this series. How big is it tomorrow night to get that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really important, not only just to score the first, but just to have a good start. And we felt like we actually started okay last game and just kind of got in penalty trouble early, so that kind of can determine how it looks like you start. So, I think, you know, they've probably had the better starts in the series, so I think getting off to a good start is going to be really important tomorrow.
And just for Ben, giving up the goal after you guys have tied the game has been a bit of a trend in this series. How do you guys, I guess, I don't know if the word's calm down after you tie the game, just to be sound defensively to stop those, you know, that bounce back goal from the other team?
I don't think it's so much what we do. I mean, anytime you score a goal, you want to come out and have a hard shift, but they come out and they come hard and they just put pucks to the net. And I think it's usually that fourth line that comes out after we score a goal. So, they're going to have a hard shift. We just have to be prepared for it.
On the right side, second row.
Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Andrew, in your estimation, how much of it is Fleury, and how much of it is it a situation where you guys are maybe gripping the sticks a little tighter right now?
I don't know if it's, you know, us gripping the sticks too tight. I mean, we've been in pressure pack situations all year, and even in Game 7, you know, I don't think we were, you know, gripping our sticks too tight. I think it's just a combination of they have really good defense, and obviously their goaltender's playing really well. So I don't think it's us, you know, getting overly nervous or overly anxious to put the puck in the net. I think it's just, a factor of their great defense, and obviously Fleury's playing great, but we've had a lot of good chances and a lot of good ozone time. So, we feel like, you know, the bounces are bound to come our way at some point. We feel like, if we keep, you know, getting that zone time and getting those pucks to the net, you know, they're going to start to go in.
Kind of the same tone, Adam. I mean, I'm not sure what you guys consider a good chance, or there were certainly several last night. I mean, was there enough last night in a regular, typical game you might have taken one last night, or do you have to create better chances than you did last night?
No, I think there's enough chances to win when it's 2-2 with 6 minutes left. You're right in the game, so, it certainly would be nice to feel like we get a bounce where it ends up in the back of the net. You look at the puck wheels throws to net in the first period, and it goes through Fleury's feet and somehow ends up sitting just in front of the goal line. And, you know, sometimes we feel like those have been going in for us. And, he's been playing real well. And I think, you know, we've been doing a good job getting in front of him. And now it's kind of finding those second and third opportunities. He's doing a good job of stopping that first shot. And, you know, they do a good job of not really allowing any free ice in front of him. And, you know, it seems like pucks have kind of just been bouncing past our first layer and our second layer. So, you know, I think we just need to continue doing what we're doing, and, you know, I think it'll start to come for us.
Just a quick one for Ben. I mean, you know, the weight of having to win three in a row, I know you don't look at it that way, but how do you block that out and just really do that cliche one sort of shift, one game? I mean, is it tough to do that when there's in the weight of three in a row?
I mean, you're always good. I mean, in the back of your mind, you're going to have the big picture there, but, you know, winning three in a row, but once the day comes, once game day comes, you're just focused on that day and what you do to prepare for the game, and once the puck drops, that's all you're focused on is your next shift. So that's all you really think about is taking it one shift at a time. It's cliche, but that's how you have to take it. If you look at it big picture and like we got to win three in a row, it seems like a big job, but when you break it down into segments, it becomes easier if you win your next shift and win that period, and you just keep going.
Judy on Canadian Press. I'll start with Adam. What do you do for the rest of the day? Do you try to kind of clear your mind and not think about the game tomorrow, maybe if you have company in town, or do you watch a bit of extra film yourself?
Are you talking to me personally or kind of in general?
You personally, what you plan to do?
I'll play some video games, but we're going to go, we'll have a meeting here coming up after this, and we'll talk about the game, and, you know, obviously you're going to watch your shifts, but, you know, you kind of, you have a routine going into the night before a game, and you have certain things that you're going to want to do, so you just try and get back to doing that routine, and for me, you know, I'm going to play some video games.
And Andrew, what about yourself? Will you happen to watch the Tampa game tonight?
Yeah, I'll probably watch the Tampa game tonight. I mean, I'll try and get my mind off of it, you know, talk with friends and family, just try and, you know, stay away from the game as much as possible until, you know, watch a little bit of that game tonight. But it'll be hard for it not to creep in just because it's such an important game. But, you know, everyone has, you know, their own ways of preparing for the game. And, you know, early bedtime, you know the right things, doing all the right things. And obviously, yeah, that meeting that Lyle's talked about will, you know, mentally prepare us for tomorrow and talk about our approach and whatnot. And then, you know, for me, I try and get away from it a little bit before coming back to it before bed.
And Ben, you know, with just the support from the fans, I mean, they say they're so nervous. I mean, do you know how much this means to them? But do you try to block that out?
I think it seems, you know, when you're at the center of it, you don't really realize the scope of things and how many people are involved and paying attention. But I don't think you can think about that, how many people we have watching us. That can, you know, it's a little daunting when you think of a whole province or even a whole country watching us play. So you just focus on what you do and the guys in the room, and that's all we focus on.
I'm Murat Atesh, The Athletic. I'll start. Andrew, you referenced zone time. Things are going well. You are spending a lot of time in Vegas' zone. You know, over 1,000 games, that means quite a lot. Does it mean anything to you guys right now? Does that help with the motivation?
I think it just shows that, you know, we're capable of, you know, playing a game that's, you know, in their end and on the puck. And I think that just kind of gives us some confidence. I think, you know, obviously we've beaten these guys throughout the year, and obviously going back to game one, we thought we played a really solid game. And even in the last two games, we've played really solid, and just kind of the bounces haven't gone our way. And yeah, like the Fleury one last night, like through his feet, and you know, Buff whiffing on a slap shot, that doesn't really happen too often. So I think it's just gives us confidence for, you know, our offensive game going forward.
Adam, sort of a similar question, but is any of that maddening as you see those pucks close to going in, or those bounces? Just like Andrew said, I mean, 99 times out of 100 or even more, Bufflin makes that shot, and, you know, that's just not something that happens. So how does that feel for you?
Yeah, I think frustration. It's a little frustrating. You look at the chances we've had, and, you know, we somehow get to escape late on it. We hit the post, hit the tip of his knob when you seem like you have the whole net. So, but at the same time, I think you have to look at it and look that, you know, we are getting those chances, and we are creating, you know, a lot of positive things. I know we're down 3-1 in the series, but, you know, I think you look at the third period we had in game three, and you lose that game 4-2 with the empty netter. And last night, I think, you know, we lose 3-2, and it's a 2-2 game with 6 minutes left. So, you know, I feel we believe we're right there in the series. I don't think it feels like it's a 3-1 series. You know, we believe we're right there, and, you know, we have a lot of belief that we can come back. So, you know, it's a little frustrating when you have those things and that much zone time, and, you know, the pucks might not be going in as frequently as we are used to. But, you know, I think if we continue to kind of stick with that fast game we play, and, you know, strong on the cycle and creating chances off that, you know, we're going to start to find some success.
And Ben, is the earlier start tomorrow at all easier? A little bit less time to fret, a little bit more time just to get right into gameplay?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, 7 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we'll be ready all the same once puck drops.